What's up, everybody? It's CL King coming to you live from the High Definition Studios here in Jacksonville, North Carolina. It is always a good day to do a special show. You know why it's a good day to do a special show? It's a good day to do a special show when you've got a special guest. You know, we have guests from all corners of the globe on this show. But I'm just going to tell you now, ladies and gentlemen, our guest today covers all corners of the globe. And so I said, man, I've got to try with everything in my power. I've got to negotiate. I've got to use some legal strategies to get this lady on our show because she's so busy. She's so much in demand that it's hard to get her. And, you know, what's even more impressive about this lady is that she's had me on her global platforms. And I'm just like, I'm just a little bitty nobody. The guest that I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is the none other than Bettina Carrie from Seattle, Washington. And Bettina is a world changer. She's 4'9½". She's a Latina that inspires and empowers women to create big results. They break through. Well, no. What she says, they shatter the earnings glass ceiling. She kicks self-imposed limitations to the curb, and she lives and helps people leave a legacy right now. Whether she's coaching from a live or virtual stage, or conferencing with a small cohort of women or bold men like me on the rise from across the conference table, her championship strategies and straight talk, they compel women and men to find a whole new gear to succeed beyond their wildest dreams. And this is why, ladies and gentlemen, I've been doing with everything in my power to get y'all to tune in. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the virtual studios. None other, the lady, the myth, and the legend, Miss Bettina Carrie. Welcome, Bettina.
Oh my gosh, I've never been quite introduced this way. What are you talking about anyway?
What'd you say?
What are you talking about?
I love it, man. You know, Bettina, the reason why, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to our live audience. Obviously, this is a side, this is a different time frame, but we wanted to make sure that we did everything in our power to get Bettina on where our time zones could at least somewhat intersect. And, you know, I, as a speaker, Bettina, I get introduced a lot. And I stopped writing the introduction for folks, so I just wanted it to be heartfelt. But sometimes folks will just say, coming to the stage, CL King. And I'm just like, boy, you put a lot of effort into that. So whenever I introduce somebody, I want them to know that you got the red carpet you're getting ready to walk on. You understand?
I can't thank you enough. That's the best introduction I've ever had.
Well, that's
good. I feel like clapping for you.
Well, hopefully we can get you to come back and we can introduce you again because it's never the same introduction twice. So, Bettina, before we get started, you know, Bettina is a global leader in women's empowerment. And so, you know, like I said, I really am honored that we were able to work this out amongst our schedules because she's over in Seattle, Washington. We're here in North Carolina. Where can listeners find you online, Bettina?
You know, we have a great website called WeEmpowerYourLife.com. That's the best place to find us.
WeEmpowerYourLife.com, and we'll make sure to put all of that in the show description for those listening on our podcast, Impacting Life 24/7. WeEmpowerYourLife.com. And that is where Bettina, the founder of all this greatness, can be found, and along with her team and your intersection or your on ramp into We Empower You. So, Bettina, you know, I know you, and I mean, I feel like I'm like awestruck. You know, I told her backstage, ladies and gentlemen, the first time in 100-something shows this year or in the last year or so that I'm nervous to bring on a guest. Man, I mean, I've had Will Kennedy, superstar drummer from the Yellow Jackets, but I didn't have Bettina Carrie. So, Bettina, tell us a little bit about yourself. Give us a snapshot of the journey that has brought you to your current place in life.
Yes, well, you know, I'm a Puerto Rican, born of Puerto Rican parents, and that's where I started my journey. I was one of four children. The first three girls were around for about 9 years before my brother came along, and we ended up being a family of six. My dad was a military soldier, and we traveled the globe literally throughout my life. And when I was a teenager in high school, I met a boy who became my boyfriend, and we fell in love. And but not too long thereafter, he became my abuser.
Oh, no.
And I found myself in a domestic violence situation. And that's where my journey of empowerment began. I had to, of course, kick him to the curb at some point, but not before he had caused the death of my newborn. And that was the beginning of my journey of, as a woman who was a victim turned survivor, now for the last 30 years, been a thriver and an empowerer of women and old men and bald men too. So, in short order, it was a rough start and a rough go. And then, you know, things turned in my direction when I started to take care of myself and started to attend to the what's now my tribe of women and men.
Wow. And I did not know that portion of your story, Bettina. I'm very, very humbled that you would share that with our audience. You know, Bettina, again, commands the stage whenever she walks on it. She always talks about her height, but she's really like 6'9" tall. And hearing that story, you know, early on, I think that's why we probably have a connection, because we both have adversity as our, you know, as the template in our resume that you know, our lives started with extreme adversity. And no woman should ever have to suffer domestic violence, never. And here we are the last day, ladies and gentlemen, celebrating Women's History Month. And couldn't have happened at a better time to bring someone of this stature onto our show, Bettina Carey from Seattle, Washington. She is the founder and CEO and director and head person in charge at We Empower You. And weempoweryourlife.com is where you can find more information out about her and her team. Thank you, Danny. I just started seeing the comments. Danny filling in today, man. Our staff, you know, we all have different time zones and time slots and stuff. So I appreciate Danny riding along with us, man. I appreciate you, brother. And so, again, her website is weempoweryourlife.com. You can also find Bettina on Facebook, We Empower Your Life, and just look up Bettina Carey, because I'm friends with her. I don't know if you might can be a friend with her, but I'm a friend with her. How about that? So, Bettina, after that amazing and tragic and, you know, adverse start to life, you began to get some traction after you removed that toxicity. So here we are, We Empower You, but it hasn't always been We Empower You. Tell us about the journey that got you to, you know, after you escaped the toxic part, tell us about the journey that got you to the We Empower You threshold.
Yes, well, I started my nursing career is what I was involved in back in 1979. And when I entered the University of Washington for my education. And not too long after that, I ended up becoming the vice president and president of a local medical organization. And once I started delving into what the organization needed, because it was primarily women, I realized that there was a segment of women who were business owners like myself, and we were not being served by the organization because we were entrepreneurs. And we had other needs that weren't being met by the organization. So I grabbed this group of five or six of us, and we became a coffee clutch. We would meet at the restaurant here locally in Seattle called Duke's Chowder House. And we were just a small group, you know. And then every once in a while, somebody would come to our meeting that was invited out from one of our cohorts. And they would say, you know, this is like called networking. And I was like, what is networking?
Yeah.
You know, I was a nurse, for gosh sakes. I didn't know anything about nursing. I mean, anything other than nursing. And they started calling this networking. And I'm like, wow, networking. Okay, well, we'll start using that word. And then people would say, you know, this is just like a chamber organization. And I'm like, what's a chamber? Right. You know, I'd never been to anything related to a chamber or a small business organization or BNI or any of these organizations that might have existed at the time. And, but the group just started to grow, and they, you know, the women started telling other women and even men. And before we knew it, we had hundreds of people that were interested in learning about business. And so I must've had a natural aptitude or talent around creating conference programming and started to, you know, put some knowledge and education and entertainment into my world with these women. And we soon moved eventually to a larger venue because we were about 100 and some that were attending lunches at that point. And we, you know, we started a monthly program. But in 2011, after doing this for some years, I decided to step down and to literally put down something that really meant a lot to me in order to pick up something bigger. And what that bigger was is that I needed to find my own ability to be financially independent. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't able to do that at that time. Helping others was more like putting me on the oxygen mask on them first, right, to my own, you know, troubles. And so I decided that I would step away. And I thought it was going to be like a year, maybe two. And then the years just kept going by one by one. And I was back to a small cohort of men and women that I would help support in their businesses. But it wasn't the dream that I had, which was to start an empowerment movement. So in 2019, in the spring of 2019, long before COVID had reared its ugly head, I got that tap on the shoulder that said, it's time to go back. You can do it this time and you're going to be fine. So I went ahead and started planning, and I faced my fear. You know, the term fear stands for false evidence appearing real. And I ended
false evidence appearing real. Now that's dope. Danny, type that in the chat box, brother, so we don't forget it. Fear stands for false evidence appearing real. I've never heard that before, and that's powerful. What a nugget from our guest Bettina Carey. So you faced your fear doing what?
Well, it took a trip to Costa Rica, where I faced some snakes that were in the water that I didn't have any idea that were in the water in Costa Rica.
I'm out.
And the whole story we can talk about another time on. But when I had that experience of seeing that there could be something in the water that on its face could look like you should be afraid of it, but once you delved a little bit deeper into it, the snake's fangs were in the back of the throat, the mouth was very, very tiny, so it really couldn't hurt me at the end of the day, even though it was a deadly snake. I realized, wow, what a metaphor for learning. I thought, I haven't gotten back into the business of empowering others because I was afraid. And once I faced my fear, I disappeared it like that, right? Once I faced it, I realized, oh, all these years that you've been not empowering others, hiding in a sense, you've been like a puppy dog with its tail between its legs, you know, hiding under a desk, even though I might not have looked like to the rest of the world, I was. And then all of a sudden my empowerer came back to life. Mm-hmm. And I had in my dreams and my vision to start a global movement. And I was doing that, and it was going to launch June of 2020. And in February, I started that journey. And all of a sudden, March came and COVID reared its ugly head.
Right.
And I had to decide, was I going to go back into that fear state? Was I going to move forward into with abandon into this water, the unknown, the possibilities of empowering people from around the globe? And so I decided, you know, I'm going to take this opportunity that we've been given called COVID, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be out there saving lives, empowering others, championing others, strategically lining up with others. And so I did launch a summit in June of 2020, and now we've since had four of them, because we do them now every quarter. And it launched a movement that's global, so we're now around the world. We're in West Africa, Brussels, Paris, Thailand, Germany, here in Amarillo, Texas, in the United States, and of course here in Seattle, Washington, so Canada as well.
That is powerful. That's, I mean, talking about facing your fears. I like to say hello real quick to Augie Gonzalez. Augie, you know, he rides a truck. He drives a truck all across the country, and he's up there in Hazel, Arkansas. He's saying hello from Hazel, Arkansas. So Augie's kind of like a regular on our show, Impacting Life 24/7. I should call him the mascot of Impacting Life 24/7. Augie, I'm going to send you a cup, man. I'm going to send you a new cup that we got in, some of our Impacting Life 24/7 gear. So when you get, or get you one, so when you come back in town, I might have it for you, brother. But anyway, Bettina, you facing fears and pushing through even in the midst of adversity. Y'all know what I say. Even in the midst of adversity, you still can make it. So you're facing, COVID is bearing down on you, kind of like, you know, the snakes that you were looking at in the water. I still can't get over somebody jumping in a water with a bunch of snakes, but you jumped in the water of the unknown. You jumped in the water of maybe getting away from your comfort zone to launch this global movement. And look at what God has done. Look at how powerful this has turned out in such a short time. Have you been blown away by the success?
I have been completely blown away. I've been a business owner for now in May. It's going to be 28 years. And I've never seen anything like it in my lifetime where I literally decide I'm going to do something. And the team came from existing partners in the past and existing friendships, yes, but then the team started attracting a whole another bunch of people. So I know people now that I never knew before, and it's just growing and growing and growing. We have more than 100 affiliates around the country and the world. We have nearly 50 members also. And we host weekly meetings. In fact, there's a meeting starting here at 3 o'clock Pacific time. And folks can, you know, find out about it on our calendar page on our website, the weempoweryourlife.com website. But it's just, I literally shattered my glass ceiling, the revenue glass ceiling, the one that is always sitting on top of people, right, where they can't seem to make enough money to get beyond a certain point. And I'd hit the six figures in the past, but I wasn't able to always hold it. And then this outpaced six figures, blew my mind. I just can't believe it. And it's something that we're teaching others to do, you know, because right, if I can do it part-time, because I have a marketing agency that I run, then others can do this as well. So that's part of what we're doing every single week, is just diving deep with folks and how they can do this as well.
You know, that's beautiful that, you know, here's what I told Bettina. Sometimes people, when they set out to make a difference, folks say, well, then you can't make an income doing that. And, you know, the glass ceiling, shattering that glass ceiling relative to revenue is important. You know, if you step out here in entrepreneurship, those of you that punch a clock 9 to 5, there's somebody in the entrepreneurial world that's ensuring that your check is coming. See, we gravitate toward, okay, the security, I work for this, I work for that. But those are the entities. There's somebody up the chain that took the risk. There's somebody up the chain that said, I'm going to step into that arena of fear so that I can empower other people. But Tina, I'm interested, especially since we are celebrating and you know, it's going to be Women's History Month every month for me, but we're celebrating the last day of Women's History Month recognized in the U.S. And what I like to ask you is, what message do you want to send female entrepreneurs?
Well, I think the biggest message, you know, we started with the Women's Empowerment Summit, right, in June of last year. And it wasn't so long after that we decided that we really needed to embrace the men in our lives, the champions, the advocates, our emissaries, our ambassadors. And so I think in, you know, celebrating Women's History Month for me isn't all about women. We will not shatter the glass ceiling without the men right alongside of us. And so, you know, be looking out for those men that can support you, sponsor you, lift you up. Be looking for those advocates. They really are right there by us. And, you know, there are people like you, CL, who are empowering women and girls and boys and men all around the globe. you're a partner in my world. You know, from the moment we met, you know, you're not gonna see me lose track of you. I will be with you now for the rest of our days, right? And that's the thing I would say, that's a different message. So shattering the glass ceiling for women has to be that men and women are working together. And even those that don't identify as male or female, we have to all work together to do this. It's not just women alone, because we've been fighting this battle for pay equity, for example, and women of color have it the worst forever. And it's not going to change if we don't unite and lock arm in arm and walk step in step together. You know, that saying that, you know, the rising tide lifts all ships. That's what we're doing here with We Empower You.
Right.
We're collectively all in. We say all in, and we are collectively walking arm in arm, step in step towards this vision, this greater vision, as a community, as a movement, and leaving nobody left behind. And I know you have a military background.
That's
and
right.
So you know that in the being a soldier, that you don't leave people behind. And that's what we've been doing. We've been leaving the women behind.
Right.
And it's just plain wrong.
Just one small programming note, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a former Marine, so Marines aren't soldiers.
Oh, okay. That's a little distinction.
There is. We don't say soldier, but that's okay, because I understand what you were saying, and I totally embrace that. And the truth of the matter is, if you look at Hacksaw Ridge, the movie Hacksaw Ridge, he said, "I just got to get one more." He kept going back. He was a conscientious objector in that movie. I think it was a true story. But he wanted to keep coming back to get the soldiers wounded on the battlefield and risked his own life. And never leaving anyone behind is a powerful, powerful statement. And ladies and gentlemen, our podcast audience, as well as our live audience, you're listening to Impacting Life 24/7. I have in our virtual studios Bettina Carey, and you can find out more about her global apparatus that she has called We Empower You. You can go to weempoweryourlife.com, and we would love for those of you that are maybe on the fence, those of you that may, she talks about this, those that maybe got furloughed, lost a job, lost pay, you can reach out to Bettina, because they've got a system in place that helps people create wealth and revenue. Now, I don't know how much you want to go into the details about it, but you know, I really do think that there's a population of listeners that we have, Bettina, that could truly benefit from the program you're running. So is it hard to get connected or get started, or how is it to get started with We Empower You?
Well, the what we say is to come to our meetings, because we have them every week on Wednesday at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And you get to meet who we are, because the first step to become a We Empower You member or affiliate is to get to know, like, and trust us. Mm. That's the first step. The second step is to determine whether or not what we have is something that you want to be a part of, this movement, this community. And we have a lot of benefits that, of course, go into our member benefit package. But if you can't trust us and you don't need what we have, then, of course, then you would know that within about one meeting. But it all starts with our vision and our mission, right? So our mission is to empower the globe one business at a time.
Right.
And we do this through giving, getting, and gooding.
Ooh.
So we give more, we keep less, and we make more through the loyalty of our members. Mm. So we give 50% of our membership fee, which is really an investment in your company.
Right.
We give that to the member that brings in the member, or the affiliate that brings in the member. That's $800. So if anyone out there has been furloughed, fired, laid off, is an entrepreneur, wants to be an entrepreneur. We know that COVID killed more than just people. COVID killed businesses. And so we're helping folks to establish online businesses with what they need to succeed. In fact, we have built into our system a radio list, for example, where you can talk about your message to a larger audience. We have built in an angel investor list that you can call on so that you can get funded for projects, books, and radio shows, podcasts, and other adventures, summits, and things like that. And this is money you don't have to pay back. So these two lists come with your member benefits. But let's just say you don't have any money at all right now. You can become an affiliate with us and bring us members. And that brings me to another matter, which is we're also all about stopping working so hard and to promote others. And that came about, there's a quick little story I'll share. So Income Activator is at the core of our business model. Mm-hmm. Income Activator's owner is Lee Romanoff. And she and I were on a phone call earlier in 2020. And she literally on this call whispered in my ear and she said, Bettina, you have a disease. I don't want it. Stay the heck away from me. And I'm like, what disease is that? And she says, it's called working too hard. Mm. Working too hard. And just like that, I understood what she meant. Doers work hard. They can never become wealthy. Promoters don't do the work and they can become wealthy through multiple streams of income. Mm. That's what we're teaching, that distinction. How do you work? How do you take your work ethic and just change it up a little bit so that you're working hard doing whatever you want to do, but that you peel off some of your time to promote others, to promote the membership, to promote others in the membership who may also pay you. So that's the distinction. And because the amount that we're paying out is so large at $800, bigger than one of the stimulus checks that our government gave us, we actually can change lives and we know it and we can do this around the globe. So that's the what we're doing.
That is so powerful. Again, I'm joined by Bettina Carey from Seattle, Washington, sunny Seattle, Washington today. And she is the founder and CEO of We Empower You. Would love for you to, after she just gave you that great description, man, I could use a quick 800 real quick. I want you to go to weempoweryourlife.com because every Wednesday at, what'd you say, 3 o'clock Central Standard Time?
Pacific Standard Time,
because she's all the way on the edge of the other world. You can connect with their Zoom meeting. All you got to do is go to the website and the information is on there, correct?
Yes. They click on the calendar tab and we have all of our meetings in the calendar tab. And then all the Zoom links are there as well.
Nice. So let me ask you about women's opportunities. And you've been in this a while. You keep going back, I mean, you was telling in 1970 something, and I'm going to do a drawing for somebody to guess. You don't guess a woman's age, but she just keeps throwing these dates out. You got to quit throwing all those dates out, Bettina. but in terms of what you've seen over your career, your illustrious career, how have opportunities improved for female entrepreneurs, and what are some challenges that still remain?
Well, one thing that's changed with the millennials is that they believe that they actually have opportunities as females, that they can be the president of the United States, that they can be the president of a company, that they can run their own small business, right? Mm-hmm. That belief that I did not have. I mean, I grew up in a family who never saved for my college education, so I had to put my own self through college. My teachers didn't believe I was college ready, even though I was on the honor roll. So they never prepared me for college. And so it took me several years after graduation to get into college. And so I think that the belief that all things are possible has changed for women. Mm-hmm. However, that said, it's not enough. Belief alone will not change anything. It's the action that matters. And so the thing that I'm championing is you only get in life what you have the courage to ask for. So ask for more and ask for more every turn. If you're in a restaurant and you've had a bad meal, ask for a refund or a dessert. If you are negotiating a salary, ask for a bonus in a year or 2 years. Mm-hmm. You know, get stock options. And I had a conversation with a speaker just the other day about a woman that I was mentoring, and she's just about ready to make a career change because I also practice something called be in places where you're celebrated, not just tolerated. Ooh. And she's in one of those situations where she's being tolerated at the moment. So she's looking for someplace to go to be celebrated.
Right.
And I ended up asking her, well, how much is this bonus that might be left on the table? What about that bonus? And it's about 10 grand. And how can you make sure that you walk out of there with this 10 grand? Well, when I was talking with Cindy Bright, who was a speaker that you met the other day, mm-hmm. she said, you know what, if it was a man walking out, it would be a $20,000 bonus. She knows that young person, she's in her 30s, she ended up negotiating a $10,000 bonus, whereas a man would be getting $20,000. Mm. And so that's another area that we need to be there needs to be more accountability in corporations for the pay scale for women and men. That has to be a lot more transparent. Right now, women think, even when they're negotiating for more, and this young woman is making a lot of money. I'm talking in the neighborhood of a couple hundred dollars an hour. But that, if she's comparing it to a man for the same career, he's probably making $50 to $75 more an hour. Mm. Bottom line, we need to ask for more, always.
That's powerful, man. And you know, sometimes for whatever reason, perceptions or stigmatisms or whatever, if a person, a lady in particular, may feel like she can't ask, you know, like that's not her quote unquote place. But giving women courage to know that it's not a bad thing to ask for more. It's not. You know, I even tell my daughters that, you know, they both have their little jobs out in town, and I ask them regularly. So you got a pay raise yet? And they're like, well, no. I said, well, ask for one. You've been there hustling. You come in when they don't, when you're not on schedule, and you do all this stuff for them. Ask for a pay raise, because dad sure enough needs one. Anyway, I think your point is so well taken. I know that could be applied across the board, but it's, in particular, as we're celebrating mm-hmm. Women's History Month, ask for more, ladies. You know what? Here's what the problem is that sometimes, and I'm just going to tell you, corporations and organizations have the more that you want, but if you don't ask, they ain't gonna give it to you. Isn't that, don't you think that's right, Bettina?
It totally is. And you can start practicing in a restaurant, right? Asking for the window table, or asking for more at, you know, in a relationship, or even asking more from your child.
Yeah.
But it's all practice to build confidence and courage and the languaging, because that's the most difficult part. How do you ask for more? You know, when you're talking about negotiating a salary, you've got to give them reasons why they need to pay you more.
Right.
It's not just asking for more. It's also identifying skills that you bring, attributes, certifications, things that you should get credit for. Years of service, you know, working hard, coming in at, you know, late hours, or working on weekends, or anything like that. But at the end of the day, you build your confidence with practice. And you build your opportunities, you know, with courage. Mm-hmm. You know, that means facing those snakes, you know, and looking at them and going, okay, I know they're poisonous. I know they have fangs, but their mouths are small and the fangs are in the back of the throat. So just stay far enough away from them and just, you know, ask for what you deserve.
You know, you've inspired me. I'm thinking I'm going to talk to the Impacting Life 24/7 staff, and I'm going to let them know that it's time for me a pay raise, because them introductions that I'd be giving, they got to be at least worth $100K a night. So Greg and Danny and Mike and Katrina, I'm coming to y'all for some more money. So just there you go. I'm just teasing. Okay, so let me ask you this. Let's talk about you more specifically. What keeps you motivated to remain in this profession?
Wow. My 9-year-old granddaughter. It's as simple as that. She is now a little mini me. She dresses in my clothes. She wears my shoes. She gets on my microphones. She stands on chairs. You know, I do it for her. I don't want to have her lifetime be met with the same struggles, the same disempowering opportunities with, you know, abuse or not having the right career choices because she didn't get to go to college, or if maybe she doesn't even want to go to college. Maybe she wants to be an entrepreneur like her grandmother. Right. I want life to be so different, the opportunities for her, that I intend on doing this the rest of my life. But she is my main motivation. Truly. She's an inspiration.
That's powerful, man. Grandkids are lovely. I think I got 6 or 7 of them. So I can definitely identify with what you're talking about, especially leaving a legacy, you know, something for the next generation. You know, a lot of times we work and we grind and we hustle. But then at the end of the day, I told my kids, I said, look, don't y'all going to be crying for a different reason at the funeral, because dad and mom spent it all. So I got to make sure to leave y'all a little something in the kitty. And so I'm joined by internationally known global icon, Bettina Carey. She is the founder and CEO of We Empower You. I knew this was going to be a very, very powerful interview, because as you notice, her humility is actually her strength, ladies and gentlemen. Oftentimes, you know, with the kind of money she makes and the influence that she has, sometimes you have interchanges with people like that and they're aloof and disconnected. But Bettina is truly a humanitarian. She cares about people and she cares about empowering women. So we're just so, so blessed to have her. In fact, I'm so blessed to have her that we're going to have her back probably in the midsummer or early fall to just continue this conversation. And if I have to pay you to come back on the show, just let me know, talk to Greg and we'll get you the invoice. Okay. So, and,
don't forget those bold men. We're empowering bold men too.
Yeah, that's right. So what would you tell your younger self? What would Bettina today run back and tell her younger self?
Wow. I would have to say, I only have the regret that I didn't get this sooner. Like, that's why I'm very, very hopeful for these millennials and then also my granddaughter, because if you believe in yourself, if you believe and have confidence, you have self-esteem, that alone will define your life. Mm. That alone will define your life. I had to come up from no self-esteem, lack of self-worth, not knowing my value, not understanding how to ask for what I deserved from the very, very get-go. That it took me till I was in my 40s, truly. And I would say to my younger self, get it together.
Yeah.
You know, those self-limiting beliefs that we have, which is what my book is really about, what I'm writing, shattering your own glass ceiling, unlocking your power and hidden potential with your master key. We hold the key. We are our own jailer, therefore.
Yes.
If we do not work on ourselves to get that self-confidence, that self-esteem, right, that courage together, it'll be a lot longer road ahead.
So
sometimes painful.
So that's the title of your book. Tell us the title of your book that's coming out.
Shattering Your Own Glass Ceiling, Unlocking Your Hidden Power and Potential with Your Master Key.
See, you know, ladies and gentlemen, this is CL King, and you have tuned into Impacting Life 24/7. I am really noticing that God is obviously trying to speak to me, because everyone I come in contact with has either just written a book or is writing a book or has a book already. And I'm sitting here, I am working on mine now, ladies and gentlemen, but this is just one more element of inspiration to get this thing done. How far along are you? When will your book be out?
It'll be out this year. I didn't want to finish it last year because of COVID.
Right.
I want to have a party. I want to have a launch party.
Word.
in the real world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not, and that means I've got to wait a little bit longer.
Not this virtual party, but you can come on here, and you know, CL King and Impacting Life, we know how to throw down on a party. So if you want to
start party planning our launches, I love it.
If you want to do a virtual launch too, just feel free to come on here. We'll do it, and we'll do it right. I mean, I'm hype on book launches. So let me ask you this, because I know you got to run. I know you got to get ready for your team. I got a live event to do, but man, we found a way to get a sliver of time to talk about all this greatness that you're doing. But Tina, here's what I like to ask you, because you just talked about it. What do you do to plan for rest and self-care?
Ooh. It starts in the morning with a 30-minute meditation, and it ends at night with a 30-minute meditation. And throughout the day, the only thing that I'm concerned about is flow, presence, and flow. So all day, I just come back to, am I being present? Am I fully present to the phone call, to the flow? Mm-hmm. You know, and I stay in gratitude. When you're in gratitude for everything in life, always, and you take a moment, like I had a blessing today, somebody called me up to make a payment. That was a blessing. That was a moment for me to be in gratitude. Yesterday, I had somebody else sign up for an upgrade. Again, another blessing. You know, if the government sends me money, it's a blessing. So I'm always tracking, having time to meditate, being present, meaning in my body and present, aligned.
Right.
And being in that flow, looking for flow, not looking for cash, because cash follows.
Right.
But looking for what's flowing and being in gratitude.
Wow, that's every day. That's powerful. Flow. I'm thinking about what Bruce Lee said. Be water, my friend. Be water. I love it, man. But Tina, you really are an inspiration to so many thousands of women around the world. And Bettina Carey is the founder and CEO of We Empower You. I would love for everyone to just go check it out. Get up with Bettina, and if you'd like to come into one of their free Zoom meetings for them to explain to you, maybe connect. I thought your explanation was so powerful, Katina, because what we realize, even I realized this being a radio show host, I'm not a radio show host. I'm a podcast host, but I feel like a radio DJ sometimes, that not everyone is a fit for our show. Not everyone can come on here. Not everyone can come on here and do what you do. And so it's important. That's why we do a pre-meeting for anybody that's going to be on our show. We want to make sure that you're going to like me and I'm going to like you. Because if we don't like one another, what am I going to be interviewing you for, huh? And so Bettina Carey has really given us a blueprint, a roadmap for how to not just hit that glass ceiling, not to just break it, but to shatter it in millions of pieces. Empowering women all across the world and some bold and bald men. Yeah. So, and you realize partnership and collaboration is so important. And I told Bettina that I wanted to do everything in my power to help promote what she's doing. Her spirit is just so kind. And, you know, somebody who's creating such generational wealth that she could pass it on to her granddaughter, and helping other people tap into that. That's somebody I want to be around. But Tina, listen, I know our time has really flown, but I want to turn over to you real quick before the music bites us. I want you to tell our audience and give our audience a word of encouragement. Here we are. COVID is maybe in our rearview mirror, but I like to, for our audience to be able to hear from a global empowerer such as yourself. Give us a last word of encouragement.
Thank you. First of all, that was a wonderful interview and a lovely closing. So I will just say in closing, your words are your ambassadors, and they help, they open and shut doors. And they introduce you to the people that need to know you, to be surrounded with, and to embrace you. Find people who want to be celebrating you and use your words as your ambassadors to open doors. Put things down that do not serve you in order to pick up things that do. With that, I want to say just a great big thank you, CL. This was really great.
Wow, man. I tell you what, I got to go back and listen to this one tonight. Well, I listened to it multiple times because I do all the editing, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to go back and steal some of these nuggets, and I might be using them in a keynote speech somewhere. You never know. But Tina Carey, you can find her at WeEmpowerYourLife.com, founder and CEO of We Empower You, helping people shatter your revenue ceiling into a gazillion pieces. Bettina, I know that we will see one another again. We're going to collaborate for sure. And we thank you so much for blessing our international audience.
Thank you. It's a blessing to be here for sure and to be with you again.
All right. We'll talk again soon. God bless you, Bettina.
Bye-bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye. So, ladies and gentlemen, her name is Bettina, but I called her Bettina. See, I told y'all, man, my brain, it just, Lord help me. That's all them years of... That's all them years on pain management. But I will tell you this, that when you think about someone, as we close out Women's History Month, when you think about someone like that, that put down something that was her passion and even something that she was good at, but it wasn't sustainable for her. It couldn't sustain her. She couldn't pass on generational wealth. She couldn't empower other people. And so she retooled, she recalibrated, she reinvested in herself. And now look at her. All over the globe, you heard her say she shattered over six figures with her income. And obviously that's not the only thing we focus on, but the truth of the matter is that that's powerful. The proof is in the pudding, and we appreciate that data. So that's it for tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be off the rest of the week because tomorrow night is senior night at the high school. And so dad and mom are going to be there. And I did not prep my co-host for the show, and so we've just moved the show to another date. It's gonna be a great show about how to take care of your animal and your pets, and especially your dogs. And I got a new dog, so I definitely want to know that. But that's it for us tonight and today, a special edition of Impacting Life 24/7. We thank all of our sponsors, we thank all of our supporters, we thank all of our listeners, we thank all of our viewers for supporting us in this journey to impact one life, one day at a time. We'll talk to you again Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.